More than 4,500 people are living without shelter in King County. The city's pouring millions of dollars into solving the problem, but one Seattleite is trying to help in a much smaller way. Devin Silvernail heads the nonprofit Be Seattle, and he started a project called The Pledge. Here's how it works. Local businesses can put up a window sticker that lets homeless people know what they have to offer, things like food, water, or even a place to charge their phone. So far, 11 businesses have signed up. He told KUOW's Emily Fox why he started the effort.
I think it's just as simple as there are so many people in this city. If they're not already homeless, they're facing homelessness. And so I think a lot of us, I'm a renter, and so I think a lot of renters are one really bad situation away from being on the streets. And I grew up in the area, but I've been back for about a year, but I went away and lived in San Francisco for 4 years. And even there, I saw the effects of displacement and what happens to people. And when I came back, I started to see the same things in my neighborhood. And, I wanted to do something to help out.
What are the biggest challenges to getting more businesses involved in the pledge?
I think it's the people stereotypes. I think a lot of us have these ideas ingrained into us throughout our lives about who a homeless person is, what homelessness looks like, and just breaking down those barriers, getting past that barrier, you know, people thinking that a homeless person is going to be aggressive or take advantage of something. And once that's broken down, there's really no problem at all.
How are you pitching this to businesses that may be skeptical about this idea?
You know, I approach every business the same way. So I always like to say, you know, your imagination is the limit of what you can do. So if you feel like you can only offer a glass of water, that is awesome because there are thirsty people everywhere. But if you can offer food, if you can offer a haircut, if you can offer whatever, that's awesome too. And so it's a pretty open-ended ask. And I think by offering that, it makes it really easy for businesses that want to do it to just choose whatever they want to do.
Homelessness is a real issue in Seattle. Last week, we saw a new director of homelessness here in the city. He started his job. We have a long way to go on this issue, but where does this project fit into this larger picture?
By creating this collective and by adding businesses to it and hopefully really growing it to a citywide network, not only are we really helping people, you know, get through their day, really. So, you know, this cafe will give them a glass of water. That place will give them a pair of socks, something like that. But what it really is doing is also kind of changing that stereotype or maybe even just killing that stereotype. Everywhere in the city, people like in my neighborhood will go into a cafe and the person standing behind them might be someone who lives on the street. And they're not going to think twice, you know, about that because they're going to realize that's my neighbor. This place supports them. And that's really what the pledge is about. It's about changing that stereotype, and it's about helping those people get through really difficult situations.
Ultimately, what's the goal of this project?
I guess there are a couple of goals, really. You know, helping people out is number one, and allowing homeless folks to really realize still that they're part of the community. You know, I talked to a woman last week, and I was telling her about a place where she could go and get something to drink because it was really hot. And she said, oh, yeah, of course. I know exactly where that is. I used to live right around the corner. And so there's so many people like that who used to be housed and who are no longer in that situation. You know, you walk past them every day and you don't think about it. But in the life of a homeless person, they don't, you know, there's a lot of people that don't even get like a hello during the day. So offering them a place to get a glass of water, hopefully in the future, a place to get some socks or a toothbrush or something like that, you know, that helps people realize like they're still part of this.
That's Devin Silvernail. He's executive director of the nonprofit Be Seattle. His new project is called The Pledge. So far, 11 businesses have joined. They include Columbia City Bakery, Cafe Pronto, and Bike Works Seattle.